to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 2 Samuel chapter 4. We will listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of all 12 verses of chapter 4.
2 Samuel 4. When Ishbosheth, Saul's son, heard that Abner had died at Hebron, his courage failed, and all Israel was dismayed. Now Saul's son had two men who were captains of raiding bands. The name of the one was Baanah, and the name of the other, Rechab, sons of Rimmon, a man of Benjamin from Beeroth, for Beeroth also is counted part of Benjamin. The Beerothites fled to Gittaim and have been sojourners there to this day. Jonathan, the son of Saul, had a son who was crippled in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And as she fled in her haste, he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. Now the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, Rechab and Baanah, set out, and about the heat of the day they came to the house of Ishbosheth, as he was taking his noonday rest. And they came into the midst of the house as if to get wheat, and they stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechab and Baanah his brother escaped. When they came into the house, as he lay on his bed in his bedroom, they struck him and put him to death and beheaded him. They took his head and went by the way of the Arabah all night, and brought the head of Ishbosheth to David at Hebron. And they said to the king,
"Here is the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. The Lord has avenged my lord the king this day on Saul and on his offspring."
But David answered Rechab and Baanah his brother, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite,
"As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life out of every adversity? When one told me, 'Behold, Saul is dead,' and thought he was bringing good news, I seized him and killed him at Ziklag, which was the reward I gave him for his news. How much more, when wicked men have killed a righteous man in his own house, on his bed, shall I not now require his blood at your hand and destroy you from the earth?"
And David commanded his young men, and they killed them and cut off their hands and feet and hanged them beside the pool at Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the tomb of Abner at Hebron.
I summarized this very short chapter back in 1983 in my journal when I wrote, "Ishbosheth, son of Saul, murdered, leading way for David to become king over all of Israel." And in 1997, many, many years later, when I read this chapter, I wrote, "David made king over all Israel. He didn't want help from men to establish his kingdom. He was content to wait on the Lord. He didn't need anyone to kill Abner or Saul's sons. In God's timing, he would become king." 10 years later, 2007, I wrote, "Saul's son, Ishbosheth, is murdered. David treats the news like he did about Saul. He kills the messengers. Though God may be working in both situations, he doesn't gloat or appear to receive the news from men. He keeps a spiritual, godly perspective as events occur to give him the kingdom." Since both the chapter and my comments from the journals are fairly short, let me give a different perspective about Ad Bible and the Ezra Project. What you're listening to is Ad Bible, audio daily devotions, brought to you by the Ezra Project. After connecting God's people to God's Word through the Ezra Project for some 14 years, primarily through speaking in churches and men's retreats and challenging people to become daily Bible readers, in that 14th year, the Lord led us to rethink our ministry. The question on our minds was, how could we have greater impact? We spent days, we spent months in prayer, seeking the Lord for a new direction. God answered that prayer on exactly the 14th anniversary of the Ezra Project. I was in my normal daily quiet time that morning, reading Jeremiah chapter 1, when the Lord spoke to my heart. In that chapter, God calls Jeremiah to become a prophet, and he also says that he watches over his word to perform it. He asked Jeremiah twice, "Jeremiah, what do you see?" After I finished reading the chapter, I was ready to get on with my day when the Lord asked me to read that chapter again out loud. So I did, and rather than putting Jeremiah's name in there, God asked me to put my name in there. "Alan, what do you see? Alan, what do you see?" That day, I saw people with earbuds and wires hanging around their necks, and that's when the Lord said, "That's what I want you to do. I want you to put the Word of God in people's ears." We had a board meeting that day, and I took that new vision to the board, and they were all very excited about this potential new direction. So, because of God's vision for this ministry, that day was the beginning of Ad Bible. Our prayer is that Ad Bible answers the three main reasons why people don't spend time in God's Word. One, people are busy. You are probably very busy. And so this allows you to multitask, listen to the Word of God, while you may have to be doing other things. Secondly, people say they don't read God's Word because they don't understand it. And thirdly, it's because it doesn't apply to their lives. And so we tried to tackle all three issues in these podcasts. I hope by your listening and sharing with your friends and your family that this has been a blessing to you, and it's an answer to that prayer given to the Ezra Project years ago. So I thought I'd take advantage of the short chapter today and the short comments to give you an update about how Ad Bible even began and how we think it's of the Lord, and we hope that you are being blessed because we obeyed what we heard from the Lord, and now you are obeying by listening to these podcasts. Father, we thank you that you have given the Ezra Project a mission, a vision, to connect God's people to God's Word. And just like David, we didn't want to hear from the voices of men. We wanted to hear your voice, and we believe we have. And we thank you for guiding our steps to produce Ad Bible. We pray it's a blessing to every listener, and that listeners will share so others can listen in as well and be blessed by spending time in your Word. We give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.